2 Kings chapter 13. In the 23rd year of Joash the son of Ahaziah, king of Judah, Jehoahaz the son of Jehu began to reign over Israel in Samaria for 17 years. And he did evil in the sight of Jehovah, and followed the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. He departed not from them. And the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Israel. And he delivered them into the hand of Hazael, king of Syria, and into the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, all those days. And Jehoahaz besought Jehovah, and Jehovah hearkened to him, for he saw the oppression of Israel, because the king of Syria oppressed them. And Jehovah gave Israel a savior, so that they went out from under the hand of the Syrians, and the children of Israel dwelt in their tents as before. Nevertheless, they departed not from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, who made Israel to sin. They walked therein, and there remained also the Asherah in Samaria. For he had left of the people to Jehoahaz but 50 horsemen, and 10 chariots, and 10,000 footmen. For the king of Syria had destroyed them, and had made them like the dust by threshing. And the rest of the acts of Jehoahaz, and all that he did, and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Jehoahaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria, and Joash his son reigned in his stead. In the 37th year of Joash king of Judah began Jehoash the son of Jehoahaz to reign over Israel in Samaria for 16 years. And he did evil in the sight of Jehovah. He departed not from any of the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. He walked therein. And the rest of the acts of Joash, and all that he did, and his might with which he fought against Amaziah king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Joash slept with his fathers, and Jeroboam sat upon his throne. And Joash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. And Elisha fell sick of his sickness in which he died. And Joash the king of Israel came down to him and wept over his face and said, "My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof." And Elisha said to him, "Take bow and arrows." And he took a bow and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, "Put thy hand upon the bow." And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands and said, "Open the window eastward." And he opened it. And Elisha said, "Shoot." And he shot. And he said, "An arrow of Jehovah's deliverance, even an arrow of deliverance from the Syrians. And thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek, till thou hast consumed them." And he said, "Take the arrows." And he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, "Smite upon the ground." And he smote thrice, and stayed. And the man of God was wroth with him, and said, "Thou shouldest have smitten 5 or 6 times. Then wouldest thou have smitten the Syrians till thou hadst consumed them, whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but thrice." And Elisha died, and they buried him. And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming in of the year. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that, behold, they saw the band, and they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And the man went down and touched the bones of Elisha, and he revived, and stood upon his feet. And Hazael king of Syria oppressed Israel all the days of Jehoahaz. And Jehovah was gracious to them, and had compassion on them, and had respect to them, because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he would not destroy them, neither did he cast them from his presence up to that time. And Hazael king of Syria died. And Ben-Hadad his son reigned in his stead. And Jehoash the son of Jehoahaz took again out of the hand of Ben-Hadad the son of Hazael the cities which he had taken out of the hand of Jehoahaz his father in the war. 3 times did Joash beat him, and recovered the cities of Israel.